It appears as though DeLorean Motor Company is making a comeback after 40 years of basically not existing.
Yeah, they are going to make a DeLorean. It's going to be a luxury car. It's going to be an electric vehicle. And it's supposed to be coming back. It's making a comeback this year. So I'm assuming it's going to look the same as it did before.
It's supposed to look quite a bit like the original.
So the doors are going to, like, kind of, what do you call those?
Gull wings.
Gull wings? Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Like a seagull, G-U-L-L.
So they're just going to come up, and I don't know. Getting it in and out of a car like that seems weird to me.
Now, by the way, just.
I've never done that.
Just to clarify, gull wing doors are different than what they call Lambo doors. Lambo doors are takeoff on Lamborghini doors.
Yeah.
Lambo doors are hinged at the same place a regular car door would be hinged, but they swing straight up in the air.
Yeah.
And they're still hinged at the front corner of your door.
I've never entered or exited a vehicle with those either.
Gull wings are hinged on the roof line, and they swing straight up in the air 180 degrees from the down and closed position. So that is a very different thing. Just for people who want to argue, well, those are Lambo doors. No, they're not.
No.
Lamborghini style doors are not hinged the same as a gull wing door. So nanny nanny boo boo.
I just wonder, would you, like, when you're getting out of this car, are you going to hit your head on the door?
Likely. If and you're 6 foot tall like I am.
Yeah. How many times is that going to happen before you realize you've got to figure out a new way of getting in and out of your vehicle?
It's a horribly, horribly difficult vehicle to find a safe place to park. Because with a Lambo door, they swing up and out of the way. So you can even park in a regular parking spot. Gullwing doors, you can't park in a regular parking spot because you will not even have the clearance to be able to get the door open without striking the vehicles on each side of you.
At some point, if these make a real big comeback, they're going to have DeLorean spots.
Right.
You know, we have handicap spots, which those are not even always effective for people who...
And those aren't big enough for a lot of situations.
Right. But now we're going to have special spots for special cars.
And I don't think anyone who is differently capable would probably be able to drive a DeLorean because they're so difficult to get in and out of as it is. And if you were someone who had to use a walking aid, such as, you know, a rollator or a wheelchair, I don't know where you'd put it in a DeLorean because it's a two-seat car and it's small inside.
What I imagine is you're going to have to learn how to stop, drop, and roll to get out of this car. That's what it's going to be. I mean, you're going to have to roll down to wherever you need to go. So just park on a hill, maybe, and just get to your next location faster. I'm not really sure. This just doesn't seem like a very goodbye to me. The more we talk about it, the worse it gets.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it's not like you and I are running out to go get one, but...
Definitely not. Okay, so our morning conversation today, the DeLorean Motor Company says that the DeLorean is making a comeback this year.
And if you're sitting there going, what's a DeLorean? Why do I know that name? It's the Back to the Future car.
Yes. And so we're wondering, it's supposed to be a luxury car. We have no idea what the price range is going to be.
It will have gull wing doors.
Yes.
You know, the swing up in the air doors.
Which means that they're gonna go up. And then we were thinking earlier when we were talking about it, does that mean you're going to have a special parking space? And
look, I weigh 265 pounds. I'm 6 foot tall. And I don't get around so well. I kind of limp a little bit. I got a bad shoulder. This car sits really low to the ground. I think I'm probably going to have to, if I get one, which I'm not.
If you get one.
if my wife will let me have one. I think I'm going to have to open that door. I'm going to have a lot of space because I'm a big guy. And I'm going to have to sort of just like roll out onto the ground.
Well, I said it's like a stop, drop, and roll kind of thing.
Yeah. And then sort of come up from a kneeling position. Probably have a cane, you know, my driving cane, so I can stand up. So I'm going to need some room.
You're going to have all these attachments to help you get out of the car. Well, somebody commented on our Facebook post and gave a screenshot of the clearance that you're going to have.
Because, the spec clearance. Yeah,
because, you know, when you park in a handicap spot, those are designed, some of them designed better than others, to give you enough clearance to be able to get in and out of the vehicle no matter what your need is.
Right.
Not all of them are equally designed. But so this says that the DeLorean needs 11 inches in clearance, side clearance, to be able to open the doors.
Which is less than a standard car door.
And it allows much better entrance and egress than conventional doors.
So
I don't know where this screenshot came from because there's no source on it. So I'm gonna take it for what it says. But it still seems odd to me.
See, I think that we should start having more designated parking.
Well, like, so right, like, now you've got handicap spots, you've got Tesla spots, you know, so you can charge your Tesla.
Well, you have visitor parking.
You have, like, expectant mother parking.
You have, like, Purple Heart parking.
Employee of the month.
Owner, manager.
Yeah.
Assigned parking.
Veteran parking.
I think that we sincerely should have DeLorean parking for when you and I get our cars.
When we get our cars.
You and I are going to get matching DeLoreans.
Oh, yeah. Right. Of course we are.
The only way you'll be able to tell them apart is you'll have a plate that says, you know, like Trisha, and I'll have one that says, like, you know, Brian.
That's so original.
And then people will be able to tell, oh, look, there goes Trisha and her DeLorean.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, I mean, the reality, I'm probably not going to get a DeLorean. I don't know about
you.
You
don't know that?
So I don't really want one.
This okay? time
I
last year.
I don't want one that I'm going to have to drop and roll out of this thing to get to where I need to go. Okay? That's going to be messy and dirty.
Fold
so
up
what
like
if it's
a praying
raining,
mantis
snowing,
to get into the car?
You know, you get out and then you're like, you have to put your whole snowsuit on just so you get out of the car. No, I'm not interested in that. But I am somewhat intrigued by the thought of all these different parking spots. We have a lot of different parking spots. We're going to have designated parking now? Like, everybody gets their own spot?
Well, according to that one person, it only takes 11 inches. I think that that can't
it's
be
not
true.
Even a foot.
It can't be true, in my opinion. But I've also never gotten in and out of a DeLorean. Maybe they know better than
have
we do.
Have you ever been near a DeLorean, a real DeLorean?
Saw one in a museum, but the doors were closed, and it was, like, pretty far away from where I was.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, if anybody has a DeLorean, could you just bring it up?
Just here? Bring it by here. I'd like to look at
We'd
it.
We'd like to go back to the future with this.
Back to the future.